If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 2959. All right, we're going to talk about the main character, purportedly the main character of the Cassian Andor series, the one for whom this series is titled, Cassian Andor himself. However, it's kind of fascinating because as you look at the trailer footage that's been released so far, Cassian doesn't figure in the majority of it. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, I think it's fair to say, after having watched the first two trailers for the Andor series, that we're actually seeing as much of Mon Mothma, if not more, than we are of Cassian, and I think we're certainly seeing more of Luthen Rael, Stellan Skarsgård's character, than we are Cassian Andor. So that is really fascinating, considering that Cassian is the title character of the series, but presumably we are going to follow him through missions and whatnot. I mean, I guess that's the gist of the series. However, there has to be a lot of backstory and setup, especially since we are going to eventually get to the point where we will see the founding of the rebellion officially. That'll happen in season 2 sometime, I guess. Since the rebellion's founded in 2 BBY, that would mean that would have to be at the end of the 6th episode or sometime during episodes 7 through 9. That, of course, depends on how much of a time period they actually depict within a 3-episode arc for that second season. I mean, it might be taking place within a year, but it might only take place over a couple of days, for example. But I'm digressing slightly, so let me give you an example of what I mean. So in that first teaser trailer, we only get to see Cassian in couple of moments, and we only have one dialogue line. I mean, like maybe two, depending on how it rolls together, but yeah, we get to see him at nighttime, and we get to see him possibly like from behind and hooded walking along that rainy bridge, which looks like some sort of Imperial facility. And then possibly that's him climbing down from a gantry to get near a TIE fighter. And then we see him at the controls of a ship at the end of the trailer. But that's pretty much all we get of Cassian. And the only line of dialogue we get from him is that one. They're so proud of themselves, so fat and satisfied. The venom that's coming out of Diego Luna as he delivers this is just tremendous. I mean, it's really awesome. But he has about as many lines in this as Mon Mothma and Luthen Rael and Marva, played by Fiona Shaw, in this particular teaser. So yeah, kind of interesting. Although Cassian may show up actually one more time in this trailer, but we don't necessarily know for sure. The group of people that we see in the woods at one point, and they're watching a ship on fire or having a lot of smoke billowing out of it, flying overhead, right? There's a young child there who might well be a young Cassian, but there's a scene in the new trailer, the most recent one, where we see him standing looking over what looks like strip mined earth, and that character's name is apparently Kassa, K-A-S-S-A. Could be sort of a loving nickname basically for Cassian, possibly. It might be a little bit of a divergence, a dodge there, if you will. But that's really all we get of Cassian in the teaser. We get a little bit more in the trailer that just came out not too long ago. However, Mon and Luthen are still significant parts of this trailer. So is Denise Goff's ISB agent, Ded Ramiro, or Deidre Miro. We'll have to wait and see. But I think definitely less of her than Luthen, for sure. And in this new trailer, we get the same line of dialogue that we got from Cassian about they're so proud of themselves and they're so fat and satisfied, but we also get that bracketed by a line about to steal from the Empire. You just walk right in there like you belong. And then he goes on to say that they can't imagine that someone like him would ever get inside their house. And as that voiceover line is happening, they show Cassian in a rank of Imperial officers in disguise. Now, the line about to steal from the Empire is really fascinating when you put it together with the interrogation of Bix Killeen by Deirdre Mira when she says, "You're in my net, you know, are you a fish or are you a thief?" Paraphrasing, of course. It does make you think that whatever was going on, Cassian was successful in stealing whatever it was he was trying to steal and got out of Dodge, basically, and the Empire showed up rounding people up to try and figure out what happened. And there is another scene briefly of him dressed as the Imperial officer where he walks up to a wall switch and, you know, toggles it up basically. So have no idea what that could be necessarily, but probably something involved, I would say. There's one other line of dialogue that he delivers though, where he's in somebody's home and he says, "I'm tired of losing." And this is also at a point when he has no beard. So, you know, once again, trying to piece these things together, because we also see him with no beard in what appears to be a prison facility. So the suggestion seems to be that while he has no beard, he attempts to steal something from the Empire, may get away with it at some level, but eventually gets caught and gets put in prison and then engineers a prison break, apparently not for himself, but a whole bunch of other people, and then goes into hiding, at which point we see him bearded on Ferrix, and that is where Luthen tracks him down. Meanwhile, here's something else of interest. So the two trailers feature Cassian navigating a ship through some very difficult circumstances, and he is at the controls of this ship, but one of them appears to be an Imperial ship, and one of them is definitely not the same ship, and yet he's wearing the same clothing. So I don't quite know what to make of that, if that's going to be one of those situations where it was one kind of ship in, you know, one version of the production, and then they did reshoots and it's something else. That's certainly a possibility. I mean, heck, that happened with Rogue One in some of the trailers that we saw, right? Or it could be, you know, multiple sequences around the same idea. Again, hard to say. Then, similar to what we had in the first trailer of, you know, somebody at night walking across what looks to be a bridge during or at an Imperial facility of some kind is now running in the new trailer in the rain. And I was comparing this to the scene that we see in the daytime with an Imperial officer walking across the bridge, and then when we also see people rappelling down the side of what might be a dam, perhaps. But those two facilities don't seem like they're the same. There's another scene where we see a Lambda-class shuttle landing in sort of a spaceport, but it looks like, you know, almost like manufacturing stuff is going on. And that looks more like the environment where we see the hooded figure walking along, which I'm guessing is probably Cassian Andor. I just mashed the two together at this point. So if he actually did steal something, then his furtiveness hiding around corridors when stormtroopers are walking around, and then there's also a brief scene of him running through some sort of underground tunnel, also without a beard, and like that definitely seems like these are related scenes as well. And there you go. Those are the things about Cassian between the two trailers that we haven't yet talked about on the podcast. Just some interesting comparatives and piecing together potentially. I hope you found them as interesting as I did as I was going through this stuff. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.